Governments have tried two different ways to address climate change. One is to prevent more of it by emitting less carbon. The other is to adapt so we can survive the changes already underway. A United Nations report examined the world's adaptations so far and found we're doing a terrible job. The study was released days before world leaders gather for a climate conference in Egypt. Michael Copley is with NPR's climate desk, and he's covering this. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
What kinds of adaptations are we talking about here?
We're talking about doing things to help people and the environment cope with more extreme floods and storms and heat waves. So that might look like planting mangroves, to almost act like barrier islands in coastal areas to take some of the energy out of storms. It means building infrastructure like roads and bridges and train lines to be able to stand more extreme weather. It means planting crops that are more tolerant of worsening drought. And it means making sure that communities have early warning systems so that people can get out when emergencies happen.
I can imagine things from recent times that have been done in the United States, like building houses higher up in New Orleans after the flooding of Katrina, or a town in Florida that survived the recent hurricane in better shape because the utility wires were underground and weren't going to be blown away by wind. These all sound pretty reasonable, but how much is being done compared to the need?
The UN says not nearly enough. Some of the worst impacts we're seeing so far from climate change are hitting developing countries. Think of the floods this summer in Pakistan.
Yeah.
It caused billions of dollars in damage, and at least 1,500 people died. Now, Pakistan, like a lot of developing countries, has played a pretty minor role in generating the emissions that are causing global warming. Most of that pollution has come from wealthy countries like the United States. So in 2020, industrialized countries provided developing nations with $29 billion for climate adaptation. But according to the UN, they'll need up to 10 times more money than that every year by the end of the decade. And the numbers are going to keep going up as temperatures rise.
I was just discussing this in the car with one of my kids because it came up in their school. There's this divergence of interests. You have industrialized countries that have emitted a lot of carbon and may have money to pay for some of the damages, but you have these developing countries, which are just different countries. Do the developed nations fully see it in their interest to pay for what needs to be done?
You know, I think that they acknowledge that it is in their interest, but they've been talking about this for years. And I think that's a big source of frustration in the developing countries. Look, a decade ago, developed countries pledged $100 billion a year to help developing countries cut emissions and adapt to the risks that we're seeing. That promise hasn't been kept. But when you talk to analysts, what they say is $100 billion is just a drop in the bucket. And what's really challenging at a moment when money is in short supply for developing countries is the fact that the world needs to do two things at once. It needs to adapt to the risks that we're seeing, and it needs to cut emissions, what's known as climate mitigation. Here's Mafalda Duarte, the CEO of Climate Investment Funds, who works with development banks on these issues.
You know, we cannot stop putting emphasis on mitigation because otherwise the adaptation costs will just skyrocket and they will basically be very difficult to meet.
I would imagine that's going to be one of the main questions of this climate conference. Where's the money and who's going to pay it?
Listen, I think money generally is going to be at the top of the agenda. Developed countries are under a lot of pressure to make good on the financial commitments they made. Coming out of last year's conference, they were being urged to at least double climate adaptation financing in the next few years for developing countries. The issue right now is countries all over the world are dealing with inflation and they're dealing with an energy crisis from the war in Ukraine. And it's not clear right now whether that turmoil is going to stand in the way of more money flowing to these poorer countries that are most vulnerable to climate change.
Michael Copley, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.